Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Do you still think you have a country? When I said last week that our enemies had stolen our state from us, some listeners responded with derision. The letter writers weren't hostile Jews or blacks or mestizos. They were white Americans. In fact, they were racially conscious white Americans. One was a student who was hoping for a career with the ATF, or the Border Patrol. He firmly believed that with just a few more good conservative white men in the right law enforcement positions, we could straighten things out pretty quickly in this country. Another was a young man in the military, and he was sure that whipping the asses of those Arab terrorists would send a message that America wasn't down and out, but stronger than ever, and our freedoms would be secure. These men, I think, are willfully blind. They don't want to see the whole truth of how we've lost our country, how the state has been stolen from us, because it's too painful. Because they'd have to realize they are functionaries and literal slaves of those who want to exterminate them. Because then they'd have to change their career plans, or at least become monkey wrenchers and kiss all hopes of a cushy pension goodbye. Mainly, I think they want to believe that America is still theirs because they are weak and emotionally dependent on that idea. Their very identity is wrapped up in it, and they can't face a world in which it isn't true. But it isn't true. These men remind me of the absurd characters in the old BBC comedy, The Goon Show. Often, when someone told them an unpleasant but obvious fact, they would simply respond with, "I don't wish to know that." And that settled it. Since they didn't like the truth, they simply refused to acknowledge it as if that would make it go away. This kind of denial is a pretty common human characteristic. The degenerate Romans who kept on partying and engaging in orgies while the barbarians were advancing street by street through their city are another example. But people like those Romans and like those letter writers who deny reality can never be truly free. They can never be masters of their destiny. They can never really deal with the challenges life has to offer because they don't even know what those challenges are, much less how to defeat them. Knowing what is really happening is a prerequisite for meaningful action. The only action those letter writers will ever know, unless they wake up, is obeying orders. American Dissident Voices. Do you still think you have a country? President Obama has just nominated Janet Yellen to be chairman of the Federal Reserve, possibly the greatest position of economic power in the world. The Federal Reserve is the quasi-public, privately owned central bank that has near total control of the money supply, interest rates, the banking industry, and in fact the entire economy of the United States. Every single dollar that is added to the money supply and every single dollar that the Fed lends to the regime earns interest for the banking system, of which the Fed is the center. Janet Yellen is Jewish. And not only is Janet Yellen Jewish, so was her predecessor, Ben Bernanke, and so was his predecessor, Alan Greenspan. In fact, every chairman of the Federal Reserve since 1987, 27 years ago, has been a Jew. And every candidate that Barack Obama considered for the position, Donald Cohn, Larry Summers, Timothy Geithner, Stanley Fisher, Roger Ferguson, and Yellen, is Jewish, except Geithner and Ferguson, who's a black man with a Jewish wife. What are the chances that the Jewish minority, only about 2% of the U.S. population should hold such a monopoly on the Fed chairmanship. If they were represented in proportion to their percentage of the population, there should be 49 non-Jewish chairmen for every Jewish one. But since the Reagan administration, it's been all Jews. Do you still think you have a country? Even the Jewish writer Stephen Weiss, writing in Tablet magazine, which bills itself as, quote, a new read on Jewish life, close quote, is crowing about Jewish supremacy at the Fed. Quote, Yellen's ascent to the post will also guarantee that by the end of her first term, Jews will have occupied the Fed's top post for 3 decades straight, an unprecedented run of Jewish power and influence. The chairman's seat hasn't been occupied by a non-Jew since 1987, when Alan Greenspan was appointed by President Ronald Reagan to follow Paul Volcker. With the succession of Ben Bernanke in 2006 under President George W. Bush, and now the appointment of Yellen by President Barack Obama, it's worth remembering that there is a concept in Jewish thought called kazaka. When something happens 3 times, it can be considered permanent. Applied to the Federal Reserve, it would suggest an impossibly firm grasp on a degree of power the likes of which the Jewish people have never known. Close quote. Do you still think you have a country? And that's not all. Now that Janet Yellen is chairman of the Federal Reserve, who do you think Barack Obama has nominated to replace her as vice chairman and likely front runner for chairman when Yellen's term runs out? Well, using his own independent best judgment, without any outside influence, I'm sure, Obama has nominated none other than Stanley Fischer, a Jew who not only was not born in the United States, but in Zambia, of all places, but who until just a few months ago was the governor of the Bank of Israel. Do you still think you have a country? You're listening to American Dissident Voices. The mass media of news and entertainment have a vast influence on society. Outside of what a person has experienced personally, what he or she has actually seen with his own eyes, learned in school, or heard from a friend or loved one, everything we think we know about the world, everything we think we know about current events, everything we think we know about our political leaders comes to us carefully selected and filtered by the mass media. The mass media set the fashion trends. They select which 4 or 5 stories are worthy of being mentioned during the evening news or put on the front page, and which stories are buried on page D7 or are never mentioned at all. They decide what spin to put on those stories. They decide who the good guys are in any conflict and the bad. They tell the talking head newscasters when to express outrage and disapproval and against whom. They create heroes and superstars in their dramas and comedies, and they put words in their mouths for the public to follow. They decide which bands will get maximum airplay, which lyrics will get stuck in the head of your teenage son or daughter. They set the limits of public debate and decide who is too radical, right or left, to be included. They maintain massive files on all public figures and activists in cooperation with ethnically based private intelligence agencies like the SPLC and the ADL. And they have moles, which they call sources, in law enforcement and secret police agencies too, so that scandals can be manufactured almost at will, anytime a politician or other official gets out of line, destroying his career almost overnight. No power in our society is greater than that of the media. They have an absolute stranglehold on the political process in our mass democracy. And the media in the United States are almost entirely under the ownership and control of the 2% of the Jewish minority. The big six media corporations in America are CBS, NBC Universal, News Corporation, owner of Fox News, now 21st Century Fox, Time Warner, Viacom, and the Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC. Of the 12 senior executives of these corporations, if Jews were represented among them at the same percentage they are represented in the American population, one would expect that at most one of them would be Jewish. But such is not the case. Of these 12 senior executives, 9 are Jews, a representation of 75%. In calculating the 75% figure, I'm not even counting Rupert Murdoch, owner of News Corporation, now 21st Century Fox, and Fox News, as Jewish, despite his appearance, despite the fact that his grandmother was undoubtedly Jewish, and despite the fact that he fanatically supports Zionism and other Jewish causes. The executive chairman of both CBS and Viacom is Sumner Redstone, a Jew whose MTV channel is one of the worst offenders in degrading our young people with filth and promotion of racial mixing. The CEO of CBS is Leslie Moonves, also Jewish. In fact, he's the great-nephew of David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel. The chairman and CEO of Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, is Brian L. Roberts, a Jew who has even participated in the international Jewish athletic events, the Maccabiah Games in Israel. Philippe Dauman, a Jew, is the president and CEO of Viacom and also sits on the board of a New York Jewish health system and is a United Jewish Appeal honoree. Robert Iger, the chairman and chief executive officer of Disney ABC, is a Jew who also was named Ambassador for Humanity by Steven Spielberg's USC Shoah Foundation. Disney's senior vice president is attorney Alan Braverman, also a Jew. And that's just the beginning. Look at the presidents of other media companies. CNN, Jeffrey Zucker. MGM, Jonathan Glickman. MTV, Stephen Friedman. USA Today, Larry Kramer. Comedy Central, Doug Herzog. Reuters, Stephen Adler. Los Angeles Times, Eddie Hartenstein. Discovery Network, David Zaslav. Yahoo, Marissa Meyer. Marvel Comics, Isaac Perlmutter. Hulu, Andy Forsell. Touchstone Pictures, Alan Bergman. HBO, Eric Kessler. I could go on and on, and the list of CEOs and chairmen is just as heavily Jewish. So, 75% of the top executives of major media companies in America are Jews, controlling almost all that you and your family see and hear about the world. That is an overrepresentation of 3,650%. Do you still think you have a country? American Dissident Voices. Jewish control of the media and the Fed is not the end of the story, though. Wall Street, that fantastic casino of ownership and speculation, whose creation of derivatives has brought about a virtual private currency for the super rich, and whose death grip on the political process has infamously caused Washington to bail out brazen financial criminals to the tune of dozens of billions of dollars, is also a Jewish preserve. According to Who Controls America, quote, of the 51 senior executives of the major Wall Street banks, trade exchanges, and regulatory agencies, 37 are Jews or have Jewish spouses. This is a numerical representation of 72%. Jews are approximately 2% of the U.S. population. Therefore, Jews are overrepresented among the senior executives of the major Wall Street banks, trade exchanges, and regulatory agencies by a factor of 36 times, 3,600%. close quote. Furthermore, according to the same source, quote, of the 40 senior executives of the major Wall Street mutual funds, private equity funds, hedge funds, and brokerages, 26 are Jews or have Jewish spouses. This is a numerical representation of 65%. Jews are approximately 2% of the U.S. population. Therefore, Jews are overrepresented among the senior executives of the major Wall Street mutual funds, private equity funds, hedge funds, and brokerages by a factor of 32.5 times. 3,250%. Close quote. Do you still think you have a country? American Dissident Voices. When you think about the degree of control that the tiny Jewish minority has over the United States and the great danger that poses for the rest of us, you need not regard Jews in any kind of demonic light. Though there is indeed something special, something hyper-ethnocentric about them. No, you need only realize that with their unity, they have taken over the levers of power in our society, and you must also realize that they are strongly conscious of themselves as a special, separate people with interests that are not necessarily our interests. They are a foreign people who have, for all practical purposes, taken over the function of the ruling class in America, displacing the old white ruling class and forcing even elite whites into a kind of secondary, managerial, or employee status. This foreign people, furthermore, sees the replacement of whites worldwide with non-white immigrants as being in their best interest. And they are pursuing that policy with a vengeance, not only in the United States, where they are flooding us with mestizos and third worlders of every description, but in Europe too, where a Muslim invasion of unprecedented proportions is taking place under Jewish supervision. It's happening in Australia and New Zealand too, where the Jewish leadership is solidly behind replacing whites with Asians as fast as possible. Do you still think you have a country? Not only do we white Americans not have a country anymore, but most Europeans worldwide have lost theirs too, and for the same reason. Only in Eastern Europe are some leaders resisting white suicide, and these leaders are increasingly under pressure from Jewish-dominated Western intelligence agencies and diplomats and phony revolutionary movements funded by Jewish money. It's time for white people to start thinking racially. It's time for a new kind of nationalism, racial nationalism. It's time for a new kind of community in which helping your fellow white man and white woman comes before private profit and advantage. It's time to realize that our spiritual heritage has nothing to do with worshiping a Semitic tribal god and everything to do with our people's evolution to a higher level of consciousness and understanding. It's time for the National Alliance. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the new National Alliance membership organization, originally founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, This is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
Shout to the skies, we will now have our rebirth.